do it less than that. it's definitely going to be a multiple defense in regards to the kind of fronts we're going to line up in and the stunts that we'll execute from those different fronts. And the same thing on the back end. You know, we're not a team that's just going to play one or two coverages. You know, we have some base coverage like everybody does that we count on our guys being really, really well oiled up at and be able to play all the plays out of. But, you know, we have enough in our package that you couldn't pin us down and say, hey, we just play these two coverages or something like that. And then from the pressure game, the same way. We have pressure and different pressures from all our different defensive packages, whether it's first down or third down.
I assume you know that, you know, having been in the league as long as you have, that Tampa's kind of been known in previous years as it's always a cover two scheme. Going to be much different this time around, I guess?
I think we'd be more multiple than maybe what they're used to seeing around here in the past. You know, and not that necessarily makes it better or worse. It's just we're a little more multiple.
Talk a little bit about how you feel about having an Aqib Talib type player, Bill. A lot of people think he can be an elite level corner, and of course Steve Smith's coming to town. And when you have one of those guys, does it give the defense a little bit of flexibility when you have a guy you think can cover a guy like that?
It does. I think Aqib absolutely can be an elite corner in the NFL. From a talent standpoint and from a competitive nature, the kind of guy he is. You know, we think we have other good corner personnel as well. You know, us acquiring Eric Wright in the offseason gives us two guys that at least any team we play that got two quality receivers, and most of them do, that we've got two good corners that can play on them.
He kind of relishes these kind of challenges, Bill, over the years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The Johnsons and the Steve Smiths.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in Eric's background, it's the same kind of thing. He's used to covering top-line receivers each week. And I think we're in good hands there.
Well, a lot of it's been made that, you know, the Carolina Panthers are looking at Rutgers film to evaluate the Buccaneers. I mean, how far off the page is this defense from what they were showing in Rutgers?
There'll be a lot of similarities because, you know, the base of our defense is what, you know, Greg has established when he first came here. And we've kind of evolved into what we refer to as our defense now. You know, he put together really good experienced staff, guys from some different backgrounds, and so it's our defense now. But I think the foundation would be a lot of what they've seen in the past from Rutgers.
Could you worry more about Cam Newton hurting you with his legs or his feet?
His legs. You talking about run or pass?
Run or pass.
His legs. Although he's got all the tools to throw the ball like an NFL starting quarterback, but he's really scary, not only in the run game, you know, the quarterback runs, the design quarterback runs, but maybe even more of an issue when he scrambles out of the pocket in the passing game.
Bill, you've seen McCoy now up close for 4 or 5 weeks. What do you expect out of him? What can Buck fans expect out of a healthy McCoy?
Yeah, I think you'll see a dynamic player, and how we'll use him in some of the movement and stunt stuff. I think he'll be really, really productive and a dynamic player, both in the pass rush and in the run game.
Won't always line up on at right tackle, could be at left tackle at times.
Yes, he'll move around a little bit. Like I say, we won't be playing him straight the whole game either. You'll see him stunting, you know, and executing some different stunt games with the rest of the down four guys. But I think you'll see him doing a lot of different things. And in the run, in the passing game, I expect him to be a real dynamic playmaker. He will be.
Coach, and it was just preseason. You're not showing, you know, a whole lot. At the same time, you only got 3 sacks, 2 of which came on blitzes. Does anything about the defensive line's pass rush concern you, just in the fact that those guys weren't winning the one-on-ones and getting to the quarterback as much as you'd like?
It really doesn't. I think we've got more than enough pass rush ability from just our front four. The issues that, you know, we're confronted with this week is the fact that the quarterback's an exceptional scrambler and can create a lot of problems just in doing that. So, you know, you've got a game plan to make sure that you're accounting for that threat, where other games it's not as pronounced of a threat, but for this week it is. So even though, yeah, you'd like to turn your four guys loose and just, you know, tell them to scream up the field and pressure the quarterback, you've got to account for the fact that if there's a seam in the pocket, he's going to find it, and he can throw from those situations, but a lot of times he's willing to cross the line of scrimmage and run with it, and that's an issue.
Is it to make a statement this first game?
Well, I think it's very important. And more than anybody else, for our own players, you know, for our own players to establish the kind of defense we're going to have here. But I think it's very important.
Any Any apprehension about having two rookies built in the starting lineup?
No, no. If we did, we wouldn't have them out there. You know, I think these guys, they're mature players. I don't think they'll be wide-eyed or overwhelmed by it at all. You know, they've taken a ton of reps all through the spring and through preseason camp and have played in four preseason games. So, no, I'm excited about those guys. They're good players.
Bill, with the heat on Sunday afternoon, with the depth, that's been a big issue, or at least people have been talking about it. Do you feel like you have enough depth on the defensive line to rotate guys in and out, especially with Newton and Tolbert and Williams?
We do, and we will be rotating them, yes. And that's the plan you hope to go in no matter what climate you're in or what stage of the season, you know. So those two things you mentioned, it early in the year, you know, we don't question our depth. You know, in the NFL, especially this time of the year, the roster's evolving, you know what I mean, with the you know, final cut down to the final roster is just made here in the last 7 days. So, no, we don't have concerns about that, but yes, we'll be rotating our defensive linemen, and we'll do that throughout the whole season.
Did you spend any more or less time looking at Cam in particular, because he's such a unique talent, and the fact that this was your first game, so you've known for a while, you've had a little extra preparation time? I mean, does he require, is it helpful? Because you have different rules than you would in most games if you say playing a more traditional quarterback.
Yes, absolutely, you have to, and we have. Matter of fact, just yesterday, to kind of, I guess, to get us depressed, we watched all of his scrambles from a year ago, and he's really hard to tackle in the open field. You know, even if you have guys kind of assigned to him or have leverage on him, he has the ability to make a guy miss just like a tailback does. So absolutely, it's a whole nother world than you're going to be playing probably in maybe 14 of the other weeks of the season. Yeah, absolutely.
You looked a lot of film of the 2011 defense, and obviously run defense was a major concern throughout the season. Other than Newton, their traditional running game, how stern a test will that be Sunday?
I think it'll be a major challenge for us. I think, right, completely outside of the quarterback run game, out of the shotgun, I think just their conventional running attack is
very physical.
Oh,
right?
Yes. And the tailbacks, and whether Stewart ends up playing or not, just D. Williams alone is an outstanding running back, and they picked up Tolbert now, and he creates another threat. He can be a running back if he needs to, and he's a very physical blocker and a pass protector and a pass catcher. So you're right, completely outside of the gun runs, they pose a real, real challenge for our front seven in just the basic conventional running game that you see most weeks in the NFL. Yeah.
What are the things you think this defense will do well?
I think they'll play hard and run to the ball well. That will do, yeah. We'll play hard. We may look ugly sometimes, but – as long as we keep leverage on the ball, our guys will run to the ball. They're going to play hard.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks,
okay.
Locker room is open.